are about blessing, joy, and celebration. Elijah can hardly contain his excitement as he announces that God is turning his face towards his people in love and affirmation. He says of Zion, of Jerusalem, "I will not remain quiet till her vindication shines out like the dawn." As a bridegroom rejoices over his bride, so will your God rejoice over you. He is persistent in telling his people that they are God's beloved people, despite all they have done and all that has happened. They are precious, and they are to hold on to that, to live it out. They must not despair. He is speaking to a people who are nostalgic about their golden past. God had rescued them from Egypt. In time, they had settled, been happy. Nebuchadnezzar shattered their homes, their communities, in triumph and in exile. But when they return, eventually, there is no place for them in what they think of as their land. Others live there now. The temple has gone, been destroyed. The present is nothing but a mocking echo of the past. Who are they now? How can they know themselves as God's people once more? This obviously is a question for all of us. And although desolation and devastation may be an inevitable part of our lives, we are to know that they're not all there is. They are temporary. They are to be accepted, survived, and most importantly, transformed. We must remember Isaiah's words at such times. The Lord will take delight in you. And in that second reading from Corinthians, we also sense God's pleasure in his gifts to Paul's loyal disciples. The reading conveys the sense of abundance and blessing as to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given. They are reminded that they have all been given gifts and abilities to be used prayerfully and in love for all the members of the community so that it can flourish and grow. Our gospel reading is about the celebration which joins families and helps communities to flourish and grow too. The wedding was to be a large and joyous celebration, and nothing communicates joy like generous hospitality. Tongues and belts are loosened if there is abundant food and wine shared, along with the family news and the gossip. All this is in jeopardy if any of the provisions are likely to run out. No one wants their big day recounted as the one when there was a bit of a mess up on the catering front. People would grumble that they had been stingy, and the shame of it would provide enough ammunition to keep the insults going for generations. Hardly the way to bless newlyweds on their way. Inauspicious at best and potentially a curse. We don't know what had happened to disrupt the supplies for the wedding. We do know that Mary alerted her son to the imminent social disaster. He responds in the most extraordinary way, which shows very clearly that God is at work. He doesn't provide adequate wine in metered amounts, just to be sensible. There are quantities, certainly, but what quantities? And the wine is not just adequate, it is clearly glorious, and the wedding is transformed. Today's readings all tell us of gifts which are shared And it's through the sharing that there is joy and transformation. New opportunities abound. We hear of people enabled to take action to transform difficult situations, and that might encourage us to engage with whatever faces us, and to do so with and for each other. Isaiah's people were not to despair or to cling to past glories. Their community was to work out what they could do with what they had. Jesus took Mary's words at face value, and that wedding party was transformed. That was indeed a blessing because, as we've said, a well-nurtured grudge can last a very long time. We might let all these readings remind us that we are loved and blessed, whatever happens to us, whatever we go through. We can have faith that we will somehow emerge, but yes, we will be changed. But all of life is about change and growth, becoming more our true selves and drawing closer to God, if we choose to do so. But such times are tough. We may feel that we face things alone, but we are to use what we each have for each other, for our community, and to God's praise and glory, not just here at St. Martin's, but wherever we are and whatever we are doing.